We're continuing. We're getting to the very tail end of the study on the names of God. I'm always trying to think of a question, some kind of an intro to begin with. How many of you know of someone who's a Jehovah's Witness? Raise your hand. You know a Jehovah's Witness? You know, I was just looking up some things on it. And how many of you that Jehovah's Witness is a female? You know, it's interesting. I don't know why, but the number of females in the Jehovah's Witness faith is much, much higher than in any other main religious branch, for whatever reason. And again, in the article, it was like Pew Research was commenting on that, just for whatever reason. Okay, here's what I was looking up, and I just found, you know, that, just I wasn't really looking for that. Here's what I was looking for. Are Jehovah's Witnesses Christians? Well, let me ask maybe a more specific question. If you ask a Jehovah's Witness if you're a Christian, what would they say? They would say yes. If you go to their official website, what would you read? You would read, yes, a Jehovah's Witness is a Christian. And if you said, why would they say they're a Christian? And they would say, we're Christians because we believe in Jesus. Christians are people who believe in Jesus. And they would tell you, we believe that salvation is through Jesus. And they would even tell you that we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And that would be a key phrase that they would embrace, that they would communicate, that they would use. And if you don't understand today's lesson, you might not know what they mean by that. They believe that Jesus is the Son of God, but he is not equal with God. They believe that Jesus is a created being. They believe that Jesus is not part of the Trinity. How could he be? Because he's not equal with the Father, and the Spirit is not either. There's God the Father, that's all. And if you don't know that, then you might hear them say, yes, we believe in Jesus. We even believe he's the Son of God. And it would be very easy to say, hey, that's awesome. Maybe it's like another denomination, and maybe these are my brothers and sisters in Christ, and that would be not true at all. Now, this is not a study on cults, but I use that to introduce today's topic. Jesus, the Bible makes it very clear, is the Son of God. And the Bible repeatedly emphasizes that Jesus is the Son of God. You say, where do we see that? Well, there are so many references, and I had to be obviously somewhat specific in what to choose for a Wednesday night. First of all, Gabriel announced that Jesus would be the Son of God. When we have this great annunciation that the birth of Christ is coming, Gabriel appears to Mary, and we read in Luke chapter 1, verse 35, the angel answered and said to her, Mary's right, how can I give birth? You know, here I am, and you know, I'm a virgin. How could this take place? The angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Interesting that it would be that important that it would be communicated that this child will be called the Son of God. Gabriel announced that Jesus would be the Son of God, Luke chapter 1, verse 35. You say, okay, so when Jesus was born, did he ever personally affirm it? And the answer is yes, and that's our second key point tonight. Not only was it announced that Jesus would be the Son of God, but Jesus said, yes, I am the Son of God. And you say, where would we see that? For example, Matthew chapter 26, beginning at verse 63. The high priest said to him, to Jesus, I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, you have said it yourself. Jesus here makes it very clear that he's agreeing, yes, I am the Son of God. How about Luke chapter 22, verse 70, and they, and in brackets, that's me filling in just for the context who the pronoun refers to, that would be the Sanhedrin, the Jewish officials. They all said, are you the Son of God? And Jesus said to them, yes, I am. So we have Gabriel, the angel, announcing that Jesus would be the Son of God. We have Jesus affirming it openly. Yes, that's me. I'm the Son of God. And a person might say, but Greg, you've just said that there are people like Jehovah's Witnesses who also believe that Jesus is the Son of God and yet don't truly believe he's God. This third point maybe will be the key to tonight's lesson. I know for many of you this will be a review, but if it is, I hope it's a good review. To be the Son of God was to be God. And the Jews understood that. That was not even up for debate. People didn't say, hey, Jesus is like the Son of God. That just means he's a created being. He's a lesser God. Don't worry about it. Back then in Jewish culture, everybody knew that to be a person who said, I am the Son of God, is to claim deity for yourself. And you say, can you show me that in the Bible? Yes, Matthew 5:18 is a key text. For this reason, therefore, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he was not only breaking the Sabbath, but also was calling God his own Father, underline, highlight, making himself equal with God. The Jews knew exactly what Jesus was saying. To identify himself as the Son of God, to refer to the Father as his Father, was claiming equality. The Jews knew that. That's one of the reasons they wanted to kill him. Notice, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him. How about a second reference, Matthew 19:7? The Jews answered him, Pilate, we have a law, and by that law he ought to die. Why? Because he made himself out to be the Son of God, which meant he's claiming to be God. And for that, the Jews would put Jesus to death, because they knew to claim to be the Son of God was to claim to be God. And then Matthew chapter 26, 65 through 66. And this is referring back to the previous text in Matthew 26. I'm going to just hit backwards real quick and read them all together. And I have to skip ahead a little bit, but I hope that's okay. So I'm reading from Matthew 26. I have up 63, 64. The high priest said to him, we looked at this just a bit ago, I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you're the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, you have said it yourself. Now I'm going to go forward and pick up the rest of that Matthew 26 quote here. Then the high priest tore his robes and said, he has blasphemed. What further need do we have of witnesses? Behold, you've now heard the blasphemy. What do you think? They answered, he deserves death. Because they knew exactly what Jesus was claiming. Jesus was claiming to be God. You said, but he claimed to be the Son of God. The Jews know exactly what that means. To be the Son of God is to be God. It is to claim deity for yourself. So maybe that's the key this evening. So Gabriel announces ahead of time, Jesus would be the Son of God. Jesus affirmed it openly. To be the Son of God was to be God, which the Jews understood. Again, if I was going to do a quiz, I'll say that'll be on the quiz. We'll keep going, number four. We shouldn't be surprised that those who believed in Jesus confessed that he was the Son of God. And thus we have confessions of this as we go through our Bible. You say, like by who? One example would be by John the Baptist. John 1:34. I myself, that's John the Baptist, have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. And John the Baptist is Jewish. He knows what he's saying. Jesus is God, because to be the Son of God is to be God. John testified to that. How about John 1:49? Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Nathanael testifying faith in Christ, identifying Jesus as the Son of God. And he knows very well that means he's God. John 11:27, how about Martha? Martha said to Jesus, yes, Lord, I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, even he who comes into the world. And then how about Saul? Later, as we know, the Apostle Paul, Acts 9, verse 20, and immediately he, Saul, began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues. And what did he preach? He went around preaching that Jesus is the Son of God. And the Jews hated him for that, because they were saying that Jesus was God. To be the Son of God was to be God. And so we shouldn't be surprised, number four, that those who believed in Jesus confessed that he was the Son of God. And thus, number five, the Bible clearly presents Jesus as the divine Son of God. This is the clear testimony of Scripture. So if we open up, for example, to Mark 1:1, how does it begin? The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what's the very first thing? The Son of God. And if we were to go to the end of John's gospel account, what would we read in John chapter 20, verses 30 through 31? Many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. What is it that you're believing? That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing in him, you would have eternal life. 1 John 5:20, very interesting verse. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, those two hymns, God the Father, in his Son, Jesus Christ. And notice what comes next. This is the true God and eternal life. If we take normal rules of grammar, if you have this, you would say it applies to the previous antecedent, if you remember English, if I remember English. You say, so what is or who is the previous antecedent to this? Jesus Christ. Thus, Jesus Christ is the true God. And people will call this the most clear testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ's deity in all of Scripture, that this is the true God and eternal life. So Gabriel announced it, even before he was born, that Jesus would be the Son of God. Number two, Jesus affirmed that he was the Son of God. He just openly affirmed it, claimed it, embraced it. And the Jewish people at that time understood, maybe something we don't understand quite as well, that to be the Son of God was to be God. And that's one of the reasons they hated him so much. Those who believed in Jesus confessed that he was the Son of God, even as I trust we would tonight. And we read our Bibles, and what do we find? That the Bible clearly presents Jesus as the divine Son of God. And if somebody were to say, I believe that too, I just don't believe he's equal with the Father. And then we would say, then you don't believe that, because that is not the meaning of what it means to be the Son of God, as testified by the Scripture. To be the Son of God is to claim that you are in fact God, something that we've seen tonight in our study. I hope that helps. Let's pray.